two men wanted in connection with a deadly shooting and attempted armed robbery at a downtown Shreveport hotel have been booked into a Louisiana correctional facility, according to police. Cameron J. Brown, 22, of Faraday, and Jaquarius Davis, age 23, are booked into the Concordia Parish Correctional Facility. Last Monday, at approximately 1:20 in the morning, officers responded to a reported shooting at the Holiday Inn downtown Shreveport. Officers found 32-year-old Derek Wayne Coleman Jr. dead from several gunshot wounds. With assistance from law enforcement agencies in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, investigators identified Brown and Davis as two of the people allegedly involved. Detectives anticipate making one additional arrest. A third suspect remains unidentified. The Louisiana State Education Superintendent has a message for school district leaders. Crack down on unruly kids.
Superintendent Dr. Cade Brumley's letter urges school districts to stand firm against disruptive student behavior, saying schools have been too tolerant for too long.
Louisiana has made so much academic progress that we don't need that to be deterred by inappropriate student behavior.
Brumley also noted that in this last legislative session, lawmakers adopted a House resolution that urges school districts to enforce the state's anti-bullying laws.
That can come in many forms: gestures, name-calling, spreading rumors, physical threats, social exclusion.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi State Department of Health warned schools, parents, and athletes to take precautions against heat-related illnesses and head injuries during sports activities as students return to school in the intense summer heat. MSDH leaders say schools should require pre-participation physicals to identify underlying health conditions, including heart issues, before students take part in sports. Schools should use padded helmet headgear to reduce the risk of major head injuries, follow concussion protocols, and have trained personnel present during practices and games to monitor for signs of heat-related illness. MSDH says schools should provide lots of water, cooling stations, and temperature monitoring, as well as emergency measures in place to respond rapidly to heat-related medical issues. Northeast Louisiana is already seeing an economic boost from Meta's artificial intelligence data center, and the facility isn't even open yet.
The data center has been under construction for 18 months, and Grow NELA CEO Rob Cleveland says the project is driving a surge in sales tax collections across Richland Parish and surrounding communities.
Sales tax has been through the roof.
Cleveland says the additional revenue will allow local governments to invest in projects that improve quality of life.
That money can be used for roads, it can be used for infrastructure and sewer and water and new parks.
There have been concerns the massive data center could lead to higher electricity costs, but Cleveland says Meta and Entergy have assured residents that will not happen.
The company Meta is paying for the electric upgrade.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 27.92 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.